Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Try to keep it under 5 minutes today. Believe that. I'll make the garden during the Teres Mechuba. Anyway, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. So Memela, Chazal instituted, I have the schuss to daven Kol Nidre for the Amud in Shul, and the first thing that you say when you get up there, anybody know? Hinenu matirin lispalel im ha'avaryonim. That means we, before Yom Kippur starts, we have to call in the avaryonim. The avaryonim are the people that were literally put into chayrim. That means they were thrown out of the community. We can't start Yom Kippur without the avaryonim. Why is this the main thing? Because I hold the main thing that every Jew needs to know, and this is why we pound home the same thing again and again and again, the entire Slichas, the entire Seres Yimei Tshuva, the entire Yom Kippur, and especially during Nila, the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim, that Hashem is a Keil, Racham V'Chanon, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emes. Hashem is ultimately forgiven. That means every Jew can never forget this main point of being a Yid, is that Hashem loves you unconditionally. That means no matter what you do, that means you could have gotten thrown out of first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, all the way through. Every single year, you got thrown out of class. You got thrown out of yeshiva every year. You got into a new yeshiva. Every year, they threw you out because you couldn't sit still during whatever. Hashem made you with a nature that your pasha can't sit still. And you got thrown out every single year. And every year you tried again, but you blew it. We call you in again, Yom Kippur. This year, give it another try. Because if you do tshuva, Hashem accepts your tshuva. We say it during Unisana Tekev. Va'ad yoimoisoi tchakeloi im yoshuv miyad tekavloi. No matter who you are, no matter what you did, Yom Kippur is the day that Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the ego. We served right by our Sinai, we served Avodah Zarah. What could be worse than that? Yet what happened the first Yom Kippur? Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Klal Yisrael and Hashem says, Salachti kivarecha. That's Yom Kippur. Hashem says, I forgive you, I give you another shot. So you got to get it stuck in your brain. This point, that no matter how many times you blow it, Hashem says, I'm going to give you another shot. How till when? Ad yoy moisoy tchak eloy im yoshuv, miyad tekabloy. Not even, no delay. Hashem will accept your tshuva right away. So it means on this world sometimes, people in this world, they get fed up, and they lose patience, and they got to throw you out for whatever reason. But that doesn't mean you should give up on yourself. Just because everybody in the world gives up on you is no excuse for you to give up on yourself. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your true father, will never give up on you. Ever, ever, ever. That's what we have to keep in mind. And that's why we say now, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim, V'chanan, Erechabayim, Rechaz. How many times are we going to say it? From now till the end of Yom Kippur? 100 times? Many times. Count it up from the beginning of Slichas till the end of Nila. Many, many times. We say the same thing. Hashem will not get bored of you. And that's why we don't start Yom Kippur until we call in all the people that we threw out, we call them into Shul. To give them another shot. Rabbi Plasky, you have a ha'ara on this? Have a gewaltige Shabbos.